And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
All right, Monday morning is here. It is cold out there, too, and frosty. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. A serious childhood illness can be devastating for an entire family, especially to the child, and especially if it's an illness that involves the loss of hair. But there is an organization right here in Southeast Michigan that is helping kids called Wigs for Kids. Maggie Varney is the founder and CEO of Wigs for Kids. We've talked with Maggie before, and she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing great. I appreciate you joining us. I know you got an event coming up next weekend. We're going to talk about that. But let's just start talking a little bit about Wigs for Kids and how this organization got started and exactly what it is that you do.
Wigs for Kids is a local grassroots nonprofit organization. And what we do is provide wigs and support services for children all throughout the state of Michigan. We work with all 8 hospitals, and most of our children, 65% of our kids, do have cancer. But what I didn't realize myself, even being in the industry and the cosmetology, a cosmetologist myself, is that children also lose hair. We have burn survivors and lupus and blood disorders and trichotillomania and alopecia. So there are many reasons, Paul, that kids lose their hair. And there's no place that these kids could go and get the support that they need. Not only the wig, but all of the support services to help them as they go through this health challenge.
Yeah, it really does make a big difference to the children and their families, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So this coming weekend, you've got your annual Cuts for a Cause down in St. Clair Shores. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, it's a hair restoration certification program, and you have to be a licensed cosmetologist. And, you know, if you have a cold, you go to a general practitioner. If you have cancer, you see an oncologist. Pretty much in the beauty industry, it's the same thing. Hair restoration is a very specialized field, and within hair restoration, dealing with children is even more specialized. So each child that we see, their wig is custom made based on exactly what their want and needs are, but also what their disorder is. The cap and construction for a burn survivor is different than a child with alopecia or a child with cancer. And there is no one place where you can go and get this kind of training, and it's so expensive. So I went and became certified, took the training. I had to go to like Florida and New York and Chicago and learn this. I put it together and became certified so that I could certify others to learn to do this in our industry because, you know, we are one location. Although we serve children all throughout the state, wouldn't it be great if there were many more of us, you know, soldiers in the trenches doing mm-hmm. this and helping the families?
So this is available to cosmetologists in the area to attend Cuts for a Cause this weekend. Tell us a little bit more about the event and how people can sign up for it.
Well, they can call Wigs for Kids, or they can visit our website. You can register online. That's www.wigs4kids. There is a $600 fee. We charge nothing for the class. We do charge for the kit, and it's $600 because we don't want to take those funds out of our program that we could be using to put a wig on a child's head. So they only cover the cost of their kit. The education is free. It's 2 days. It's Sunday and Monday. And this coming Sunday and Monday, and it's right online, the 16th and 17th, and it's from 8 to 4. It's a full day, but you learn a lot, and it certainly makes a difference. You actually get to meet some of the families and the kids and hear the stories about how it has impacted their life and the difference it makes to them, as well as how to make a wig and how to measure and how to fit a child. And because these are so expensive and labor-intensive, you need to be skilled in order to do this kind of work.
Well, I think most people don't realize how specialized this field is.
It is. It truly is. And we need more of us doing that. And I'm out every week. You know, we have over 500 salons and schools throughout Michigan and the states, the United States, that send us hair and register with us. And so we have 4 in the class right now. The most I can handle at one time is 6, so we still have 2 openings, and I am now doing it twice a year because of the demand. So I'm glad to see our industry stepping up, wanting to help, do more, and make a difference for these children and the families. And thank you, Paul, for this opportunity to reach out to our audience. And if anybody within the sound of my voice ever knows of a child that may need our help, please send them to us. We help everyone. We charge nothing, and we turn no one away.
Absolutely. Maggie, how did you get involved in this in the first place?
I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and I volunteer, and I still teach a class called Look Good, Feel Better through the American Cancer Society at local cancer centers and hospitals. And I had a 16-year-old kid who came to my class, and I found out that there was nothing available for children. Having no clue, Paul, that there's over 500 newly diagnosed cases of kids right here in Michigan every year with cancer. That's not including all the other disorders. So we need more of us doing this kind of work. And right now in Lansing, I had the wonderful privilege of presenting a bill last year to our Senate. There's two bills right now pending in the Senate. And I mean, one in the Senate and two in the House of Representatives, and you can go online, and it's called Kids Should Be Covered, and you can sign the petition, because unfortunately in Michigan, insurance doesn't recognize the need for a child to have a wig like any other prosthetic, and we're trying to get that changed so that kids all over and throughout the state would be able to go to any hair restoration center. They would be trained and know how to help these children.
Good for you, Maggie, and good for everybody that gets involved. Again, the website where people can find out more is?
www.wigs4kids, or they can call us at area code 586-772-6656.
All right, Maggie. Hey, good luck. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being a supporter and friend of Wigs for Kids.
Anytime. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.